Dozens of Afghan National Army service members are getting hands-on training on mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles, also known as MREPs. Military Advisor Team 5, Navy Mobile Construction Battalion 2-5, and personnel with the Warrior Training Alliance are teaching the ANA soldiers at the Combat Service School. The early morning sun brightly shines down as each student breaks off into their designated groups and instructors. Sergeant Major Mark Rizzo, the NCOIC of Security Forces Assistance and Advisory Team and a lead instructor at the CSS, explains the various skills the instructors are incorporating during the course.
We start the course, go over the switchology of the vehicles of each MRAP, and then we go into all the safety requirements, seat belts, how to turn a vehicle on, power it up, how to move the vehicles around, hand and arm signals, things of that nature. We give them a four-week basic instructor course, and then from there we take them to a one-week of tactical training. We do counter IED, we do mounted maneuver, symphony training, communications training. We'll do some other things when they're with them also.
The ANA has been using older Humvees and Rangers that don't offer as much protection as these MREPs. The vehicles provide more coverage and the ability to mount weapons for greater defense. Yes. Petty Officer First Class Spencer Dill, an instructor at CSS, explains the benefits of the ANA obtaining these skills.
Well, with this vehicle specifically, I mean, it's such an up-armored vehicle that they will be able to drive around a lot more safely. They don't have to worry so much about BBIEDs, IEDs.
There are 4 to 5 students per group, which allows them to operate the controls frequently and work closely with their instructors.
These guys are really awesome. They are very proactive. Whenever we ask them to do anything, they'll jump right on it. They want to learn these vehicles and get out and drive them.
Reporting from Kabul, Afghanistan, I'm Staff Sergeant Christy Dispinette.